say F you on the radio, but you can text it. Text us BS and your message to 69187. It's BS in the Morning.
Finesse Mitchell's in here. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? I'm back.
Good to have you.
Yes.
Great to have you in.
I know, man. You sitting here have to spend your time with Izzy. You know this is a breath of fresh air right now. You know what I'm saying? And she over here tormenting everybody.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's her third day.
It's her third day, bro.
Day
she's
here
giving me
show.
Crap.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? She Wikipedia-ing me right
I
in front
know.
Of me.
I know. I don't use Wikipedia. That's a bunch of BS.
All right. Well.
I don't.
Okay.
Is it always creepy when people bring up stuff that they didn't, that you didn't realize they knew? You're like, wait a minute. How'd you, is that, that doesn't freak you out? That would freak me out.
Well, like what she just said. So
what'd
you
she
stayed
say
on
to
the
you?
21st floor of the Tropicana? I'm like, how did you know I'm on the 21st floor? That's
public
creepy.
Records.
That's creepy.
It's like, how's that scar on your thigh healing?
How did you know? Is he? Wow. But yeah, man. So, no, you know. I don't know. I love all types of people. Sometimes people think they know you. Social media makes people think they know you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get people all the time saying, oh my God, your girls are so beautiful. You have the prettiest little girls. And I'm like, I am smoking a blunt right now. I don't want to be thinking about my kids. Leave me alone, you know? Just so that type of stuff, you know, it's when people just bring up stuff out the blue.
Do you ever have people argue with each other like that they know you more? You like in the comments, you're like, oh, he doesn't like that. You wouldn't know or whatever.
Well, success all the time. My mom and my dad go at it.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't even love him like I love him. You didn't want him, remember? I had to make you keep him. You was like, I'm getting rid of him. We got to do it before 6 months. It was just craziness. But now that I'm big, you know, I always loved you. I always knew he was going to make it, my baby.
Hilarious.
I remember I said I wanted 3 more after him. They was going to be just like him. My daddy tell him the truth. If he is my daddy. But,
yeah, for real.
You didn't even want him. As soon as he got Saturday Night Live, he was like,
let me give you my account numbers.
Do you ever have your parents or loved ones come to the show, and does that freak you out if they're watching you do stand-up? I mean, are you thinking like, oh, man, I can't make this joke?
No, man. One of the best, fondest memories I have of my mom is that her laugh is like unlike anyone else's. So when I play in Atlanta, because she was from Atlanta, she'd bring a gang of people. She'd sit in the back of the room, and I'd do a mama joke, because I used to have so many, you know, my mom was only 15 years older than me, you know, so we in the same age group. I couldn't help her with her homework. She couldn't help me with my homework. And she'd be back there,
baby.
Yeah. So I think that was one, and it would make other people laugh. You know what I mean?
Cool,
so
yeah.
She just had one of those laughs where the whole room
contagious,
would turn around.
Yeah.
And so anytime you heard it was never annoying. Everybody was just like, I say, that's my mom. And then people start, I said, no, that's my mom for real. And then she'd stand up.
I always knew. Don't believe his daddy said I wanted to get rid of him. I never want to get rid of you.
So yeah, man. But yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you
Absolutely.
Ever have hecklers at your shows?
Never.
Really?
Never. Not a one ever. Izzy, I am so good. People, let me tell you something, Las Vegas. Las Vegas, if you have not been to a good comedy show in a long time, this is the weekend. It's an off weekend for Vegas. I didn't want to come New Year's Eve. Too much going on.
Yeah.
And I don't want to come next week because you got the, you know, spaceship technological gadget show.
CIS
thing. Yeah. But this is the weekend. So this is the weekend all the locals should come out. It's date night. It's girls night.
Okay.
It's friends night. It's Facebook friends night. Inbox somebody and say, Finesse Mitchell's at the Trop. He's guaranteed to make us laugh. We got a dope show, which means a very good show.
We got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it's one or two people that don't know what I just said. Norm.
Sure.
Norm didn't know I just said what dope means.
Norm's asleep over there in the corner.
He's still alive.
No, Norm Roko. They are not selling dope at the show. No, we have a great show. And no, man, and I'm in the top 5 of stand-up comedians.
Of all time?
Of all funniest.
Who determines
of all time.
That?
I just put that list together. Clearly. <myself.
laughs> Damn.
I put that together.
Can I be in there somewhere too? We're just making it up or whatever?
I didn't make it up. It's facts. It's Chappelle, yeah. Carlin, yeah. Eddie Murphy, Rock, Finesse Mitchell.
Do you think Eddie Murphy should return? What's he doing? Why isn't he getting back into comedy?
Eddie
What's going
Murphy
on?
Is so rich that he does not need to validate himself ever, especially having the best stand-up specials in the history of stand-up specials.
Yeah, and that's
Raw and Delirious.
We talk about that all the time. Those are amazing
pound
specials.
For pound.
And you couldn't do it now, though.
And, yeah. Right.
Couldn't do those specials now.
What do you mean?
With the content.
Why?
Because of what he's talking about.
What is he talking about?
The PC culture would clamp down on that so quick.
Man, come to my show. Y'all want to be offended? You want to be offended all weekend?
But I'm serious, though. I mean, if you watch Raw
gays,
Delirious.
Yeah.
He's not saying
talk
he doesn't like
Trump.
It. He's just saying that he would get the mob mentality. Would
no, all yeah. I'm saying is, yeah, dude, that would be trending
you know
on
what?
Twitter.
It's
people would be.
It's the way you phrase a joke. And Eddie Murphy was great at that. You know, when he told a joke about, you know, being gay, he was like, oh, I couldn't even go to San Francisco no more because it was just a whole bunch of gay. Come here, Mr. Murphy. We didn't like your little joke, da-da-da-da-da. And that's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in my shows are hysterical. But they're not there for people to say, hey, I'm so sensitive, I didn't like this joke or that joke.
Yeah.
All y'all stay home.
That's exactly right.
I don't need
Thank
y'all
you.
To come
yes.
to the show.
Yes, yes, yes.
This
yes.
is this weekend is the great weekend to, like, fellas, if you're in the doghouse, bring your woman to the show, and I will make sure y'all never get back together. All right? You really want to send it over the edge? Come to the show. Sit up front. Well, I'll destroy y'all hopes and dreams.
One of the top five comedians of all time.
All time, brother.
Yeah. It's just making people hate each other.
You know what? But I'm serious. Izzy, to your question, I've never been heckled.
Okay.
I have been booed off stage at Showtime at the Apollo.
What happened?
They just didn't like my pants or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the point is, it wasn't a heckler, because a heckler is one person.
Right. Yeah.
This was a group decision that they didn't like. They all decided at the same time to boo. So that wasn't a heckler. That was just like a choir.
And you dipped? You left the stage?
What? I strolled off that stage so smooth. I was like, you know what, y'all? This wasn't even my night anyway. I'm here on the wrong night. I'll see y'all tomorrow. And at the time, Monique was the host. And I said, Monique, you cannot air that. And I was adamant. I was like, you know, I was almost in tears.
Yeah.
I can't get booed on national TV.
Right.
Baby, we're not gonna air it. I swear. Just come back tomorrow and just do it over and we'll see what happens. And I came back the next day and I killed it.
Nice.
There you go.
And that's the crazy thing, man, about
yeah.
comedy.
Some
nights it works and some nights
Well, that's what I was gonna ask you, because you know the stuff with Louis come out about mm-hmm. people recording people when you're working on jokes in a club or whatever.
That's yeah. why Chappelle locked everybody's cell phone.
Genius.
Up. See, when you're rich
Genius.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
And you got Live Nation behind you like that, and they can afford to lock everybody's cell phone up. You come to the Finesse Mitchell show, people be recording me in the front row. Be Snapchatting the entire show.
Right.
But yeah, man, but I'm not at, even though my jokes are just as dope, I mean good, Norm. Even though my jokes are just as good, no, I can't lock up people's cell phones. But I see what Louis.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
if it's just a thought or like a
well, something
that's not even,
material.
You're working it out, it's not even a finished, you know, idea yet. And then you get people freaking out about something. It's like thought police or something.
Louis
know?
Just gun shy because he got recorded.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he don't want nobody. He got recorded off stage.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know
well
what
that,
I'm
yeah.
That's why he don't want nobody's cell phone
yeah.
in the show.
We are,
but,
the main thought here is on this show is that we like, I mean, in our opinion, comedians are supposed to be kind of verbal daredevils. They're supposed to go out and say the things that people don't dare to say. But
yeah.
they're thinking, but they
Absolutely.
Don't dare say it. You know what I mean? They're the people that can do it and get away with
Here's
it
the
because
rule.
It's supposed to be comedy.
If you're laughing, it's a brilliant joke.
Right.
If people are not laughing, then you're a scumbag.
Yeah.
And it's a very fine
pretty
line.
Accurate.
But you just did a racist rant for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Right.
And nobody laughed.
That's a great point.
Same thing with Me Too. The Me Too movement. You know what I mean? You can say whatever you want to say at work to whoever if they like you.
Yes.
Right.
But if you get reported, you know what you just found out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ugly. They don't like you at all. You are unattractive. I know how that game works. I should have been fired from every job 10 times.
That's a good point.
But I'm so handsome. My friend Reggie, on the other hand.
Reggie's not top five.
He ugly as hell. He has been fired from at least 4 jobs. So.
Well, let's say we give out some tickets, man. Let's do it right now.
Let's do it.
Number. Yeah, what's your favorite number, man?
My favorite number is 6.
All right. We'll go caller number 6. Yeah. That should be easy enough. 876-3692. Caller number 6. You're going to go see Finesse Mitchell on either today, tomorrow, or Sunday, because you're there at the Trop.
8:30, 10:30.
Laugh Factory all weekend.
8:30, 10:30.
8:30, 10:30 show. That 10:30 show, I bet, gets a little crazy.
What? Yeah, man, that was wild last night. So we did 2 shows last night. Packed. Without any press. Want to know why? Because I am the best kept secret in comedy who will be a secret no more because people saw the special and now everybody coming out. That's long overdue for me, people.
Go see him over there at the Laugh Factory.
How many times did Kevin Hart mess up? Somebody got to take his place. I vote for me. Go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, dude. It's all good. The special, it's on Showtime right now. It's called The Spirit Told Me to Tell You.
You can watch it on demand
now. On demand.
Oh, yeah. Call Showtime. Ask for the 30-day free trial. Go to Showtime on demand. Watch my special as many times as you want.
And
on the 29th
cancel.
Day, call Showtime and say, you don't think it's working out. Get it canceled. Don't do that in February and wait till the 29th day because then you just bought Showtime for next year.
That's a good point.
All right.
Great point. There you go. Finesse Mitchell, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Call in. I want to give away some free tickets. Greg, you got my back, right?
I got you.
All right. Don't let Izzy nowhere near the phone. She can be asking all type of crazy, weird, personal questions. All right.